It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate, and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
All right, welcome to the Jones Zone. It's Chris and Brian. Brian, how's it going?
Going good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How's your week been?
My week's been great, man.
How's your back doing?
My back's doing a lot better. I still don't have all the feeling in my right leg, but...
What are you doing to help with that?
Stretching.
Are you actually doing it?
No, not really.
No one does the rehab.
I just complain about it, and then, yeah.
Oh, my leg. Oh.
I can't wait for this to get better.
Anyways, all right. We are joined today by Julie Emmons. She's a casting director in the film business, and she's also the founder of the Carolina Film Community, which is what we're here to talk about today. So welcome, Julie.
Welcome.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
If you can, just give us a quick introduction about yourself and tell us a little bit about the Carolina Film Community.
Okay, so a little bit about me is I've been working in casting for about 10 years, and before that I was an actress for a little bit. That didn't work out. But I really like casting. I've actually gotten involved in some producing lately, so I actually really enjoy that as well. And Carolina Film Community kind of came about in 2009, and basically just we had an idea of, people really like making films together. We really enjoyed being together, but at the time we didn't have a lot of stuff happening in Charlotte. And so we were kind of like, let's just make it happen. We'll put people together. We'll give them reasons to create films. We'll make a network of filmmakers and film people and actors and that sort of thing. And it sort of just took off from there, and it's grown into a pretty good sized nonprofit where we're still meeting regularly, monthly, and we meet once a month. And we also have, other groups connected us that are like screenwriting groups and that kind of thing. We hold workshops, just continue to foster that idea of like educating the community on filmmaking and meeting together and making films and that sort of thing.
I wrote a screenplay once.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. What was that about? The Life of the Undesirables?
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah. It was a mafia movie.
It made sense in my head. I just can't put it to paper for nothing. I struggle with the dialogue. I'm like, he would never say it like this.
I wrote a script one time, too, called Lemon Lot. Remember that, Brian?
Yeah. But I was still talking about my genius film, Life of the Undesirables.
Yeah.
Christian Cataldo, that's the main character.
Yeah. What'd he do again?
Now, it was loosely based on the South Philadelphia Mafia War of 93. I think it was like 93, where these young Turks, they were called like this young generation, were battling the older generation because it was like a generational gap. So I kind of loosely based my screenplay on that, changed some, things around. But I wanted it. I didn't know where it to set place in. So I had Charlotte. But I didn't know. Charlotte's not known for like organized crime.
I wouldn't think so.
So and I didn't know anything enough. I didn't know enough about Philadelphia. My thing is, if I would have done it like Philadelphia or something, the originals would have been like they could have spot a fake, phony, a fraud.
Mine was about a used car dealership and a person struggling. What was it?
It was two rivaling car dealerships.
Yeah. Yeah. And mom found it. She gave it to me recently. She was like, I found the script. I don't know if you want it. She found it in the attic, probably. But anyways, so tell us about your experience as an actress. What did you like and not like about that? What made you transition to casting?
Well, it wasn't much of an experience. That's what made
me.
You didn't get casted?
Yeah, that's what made me.
What about me? Someone give me a chance.
No, I did, theater in high school and some local theater, and I didn't really like doing auditioning and not really getting the roles, so I thought I might get on the other side of the camera.
You know what? I'm going to be the judge from now on.
Yeah, I will decide who gets the roles from now on.
So as a casting director, what all do you do? What's your role in the filmmaking process exactly?
On studio films, I typically do the background casting, and I've been doing that for a while. So I'm usually picking the people that are not standing out, the people in the background. And with the smaller films, independent films, I will do most all of the casting. So I'll hold the auditions and choose the people to get the roles for the smaller independents.
Very cool. So what are some of the studio pictures that you've worked with or on?
Oh, I don't want to say. The Melissa McCarthy film Tammy. I worked on that one.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
SpongeBob 2 I worked on.
You had to cast the what?
The voices? Yeah, no, it was actually live action and then I had cartoons in it. It was pretty
cool. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was neat because they had to react to things that weren't there, which is kind of interesting. Gosh, the last of a few Nicholas Sparks films, which were interesting.
Did you do the one, what was the one that was filmed in Southport? Did you do that?
Wait, which one was that?
Oh, Safe Haven.
Oh, you know what? I got a funny story about that. No, that was
Wester. What's question?
Huh? No, I didn't.
No, okay. Okay, go ahead.
No, Julianne Hough, she was in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She hit on me on the beach.
Stop it.
In front of Blair. Blair will tell you.
Did she? Was it in front of, No, she's not actually dating that guy.
It was Josh, not Josh Duhamel, but the villain in the movie was there because it was the day after we met Bret Michaels at Any Time, and then she wasn't hitting on me, but she was being nice to me.
She was eyeballing.
So she was friendly.
Yeah,
she was friendly.
Yeah.
She was polite.
Yeah.
When you asked her how her day was going,
she
said good. Yeah, yeah.
She was civil. Actresses are typically civil.
Yeah. After you cast someone, that's not the end of it though. You gotta you help with the production and making sure everyone shows up and all
yes.
that.
Yes, yeah, okay. Definitely, and just kind of staying in touch, making sure that they all get where they're supposed to go and that kind of thing.
That's not how we met, was it?
Yeah, we met on Anil Dakai's.
Okay, I couldn't remember if it was that or if it was something else.
No, we met on his film Palmetto Haunting.
What's that guy up to? Yeah, we saw him at Books and Media.
He moved.
Yeah,
he moved
to Columbia now. I talked to him yesterday actually. So.
He's doing a lot of freelance stuff for like television shows, right?
I think so. Yeah, and still some independent stuff.
And then we saw his dad at Books and Million,
right.
Like 2 weeks later.
Yeah, that was really weird. Same time of day. It was like, what is this? What do you guys just take turns coming up to Books and Million? More like, why are we there all the time? Okay, so you were doing the casting and stuff, and then you thought it'd be cool if there was like a group of people, instead of everyone just randomly doing stuff
together. There was lots of pockets of people that worked, and then no one really knew each other. And so our thought was, if we put everyone together, then we can make, instead of having these little groups, we can make one big group, and that way you can meet more people and hopefully, you know, collaborate on more things and create more film and that sort of thing. And it kind of took off from there.
And how is it a non-profit? What do you guys, how does that work exactly?
We are a non-profit under the education division.
Oh, okay.
So basically we educate the community on filmmaking, and we do that by holding we'll hold like seminars sometimes, like little mini seminars, or we'll go into classrooms and we'll talk and give like little talks on filmmaking in different kind of ways. We have people that go over to Winthrop and talk to different classes, or we'll visit high schools and talk to their classes. And just our monthly meetings, we have people that come and speak at those meetings and they're teaching the group and things like that.
What kind of guest speakers or people that you've had come to the group?
We've had a lot of really interesting people. We have had, Bert Hess was there last month, and he's over the Studio South, which is the studios that they're looking to build in South Carolina. So he talked to us about just, you know, what they're doing to build the studios and how that looks and how it works, you know, because a lot of people don't even understand the process of what it looks like to build a studio and even what a studio does. We've had, lots of really cool people. Russ Blackwell, who is one of the actors from Banshee, he was one of the main characters on Banshee. He's come and just talked to us, you know, what it's like to be a main actor on a hit show, and that was really cool having someone like that there. And we've had film commissioners come and talk to us about, you know, the taxes and the way that works and what it's like to go shop for producers to come here and try to get productions to make their films there.
Do you guys have a lot of people coming from out of town to do projects here? Do they get in touch with you guys for that?
No, because that would go to the film commission.
Film commission.
Yeah.
Tell us about the studios then. What was the guy saying that did? What was his name again?
Bert Hess.
What was he saying about studios in the Carolinas? Like, what was he talking about?
Just, you know, their process as far as like building and where they're going to go and that kind of thing, and what their plan is. Originally, their plan was to build a school there on the site so that they're teaching people to become filmmakers and to work there in the studios and that kind of thing. And the way that they go out, and they also reach out to production companies and try to bring those production companies there to film there on the lot and things like that.
Are they building one in Catawba or something? Or what was that all about?
They were. I think right now that's on hold. They're actually looking at Greenville, South Carolina, I think, right now.
Okay. Was this like affiliated with some sort of college or anything?
No.
But like, what's the school look like? Do you know?
They're just and this is all just talk right now. So the idea would be just to have a film school there on the lot, just as a as a way to train people, and just the idea of having it on the lot is kind of a cool idea.
Cool. You guys started as a meetup, right?
We did start as a meetup, yeah. And then as we grew, we thought it'd be smarter for us to go into the nonprofit realm.
What kind of people come to your events that you guys have, your monthly meetings?
We have all kinds of different people. I would say maybe 30-35% of them are actors. And then the rest of them are, you know, directors, producers, casting people, agents. Some people just love film. They like being around it. They like knowing how it works. Some people are investors. Some people just want to volunteer with nonprofits, and so they, you know, they want to be around that kind of thing. So it's just a big, you know, mesh of people.
Okay. So it's, how much is it to get in? It's like $10 a month. $10 a
month. Yeah, it's $10 a meeting to get in, and then we have like a yearly membership fee of $25. And if you pay that yearly membership fee, then it's only $5 per month to get in. So I guess if you come more than five times, you end up saving money through the year.
And then that money's basically just used to.
Just to run the group. We have, you know, like, right. Yeah. You know, admin fees, and, you know, we give out prize money for our contests that we hold and things like that. Everybody that works for us is all volunteers, so no one's paid or anything like that. It's just overhead for, you know, whatever, rental fees, things like that.
So someone that's interested in learning more about the business or the industry, they can go to, what is it, CarolinaFilmCommunity.com?
Yes.
And then check out the site and come to one of the meetings.
And you can find us on like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all of that stuff as well.
And they just network with other people that are interested in doing what they're doing.
Yeah, and you know, we'll have speakers there, and we'll have, you know, we'll show local film, things like that. So it's just a good way to kind of get involved.
Very cool.
Did you say you guys do workshops?
Yeah, we'll do like little mini workshops, cool. And we've planned to do other workshops as well. Like this year, we'll probably put on like a PA workshop. So if you wanted to get your foot in the door to get into production, you'd start off as a production assistant. And so our goal is to like teach people how to do that. Like, this is your first step. This is what, you know, this is what lingo you use as a PA. This is how a walkie works. I mean, like things like that.
Like a walkie-talkie?
Yeah. Believe it or not, there's actually rules to it.
What do you mean? Like different channels and stuff?
Like, yeah, and just how you use them and things. There's...
Who hired this PA? He doesn't know how to use the walkie? Yeah.
So if somebody wanted to do, like, learn how to screen write, is that a good...
Well, and we do, we have that, and we have a screenwriting workshop that meets monthly already, so, and that's been going on for a couple of years.
So there's kind of like subgroups
there's
within
subgroups,
the, okay, so what are some of those screenwriting, what
else? That's our subgroup, screenwriting one, yeah.
That's an interesting one for sure.
Are you familiar with Amazon Storytellers?
No.
It's like, you can go on there and submit a screenplay, and then like they run a contest, and then the winner, it gets produced.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You'll be interested to know that Brian and I, one of the commercials that we made was chosen to be in an art festival. Isn't that right, Brian?
That's right. Yeah.
That's very cool.
So if you need any extra experts to come by and talk to your people, we'd be glad to do that. We'd give them a lot of advice. We use our phone, and then you tilt it. If you tilt it this way. Very cool. So let's talk about, so how long have you guys, I mean, this has been going on since, what, 2009?
Yeah, April's our 8th year. We're actually doing a big 8th year celebration, so
I remember
excited.
Going to the first year. First year.
I'm psyched. 8 years feels, I mean, it feels like longer. I'm not going to lie. But,
that's a lot
excited.
So let's talk about your growth. I mean, you started, and it was just you, right? You had one partner?
Yeah, I started with a friend of mine named Maggie, and she stayed for about a year, I guess, and then after that, it was me and another friend, and you know, we've changed like a lot of hands since then, but I've been here for the whole 8 years, and it's been good. It's been an adventure, and I've really enjoyed it. I still really enjoy it. Just excited to see where we're going. We're moving into this 8th year. We've done 8 major film contests, and then we've had mini contests inside those, so I think we've had 12 total. So we've done a lot of really cool things inside the 8 years, so it's been a lot. It's been really interesting.
That's pretty neat. What are some of the festival or the contests that you guys have had?
Well, let's see. Some of my favorites, I'm trying to think.
You guys do that 100 words one all the time. Is that every year?
No, the 100 words isn't ours. The 100 words film festival is a contest that someone else started. It's an international film contest that's been going on for about 3 years. But that's not ours. We just, like, I personally entered it, with some friends of mine. But no, ours is the Made in Carolinas film contest.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and it's been going on for, this will be its 8th year. And, you know, we did one that was like, they all have like sub things. So it's like Made in Carolinas, last year was like, but last year basically everybody got the same script. And it was just a wash script. It had the same dialogue, but it was all, you could interpret it however you wanted. And they had to interpret it differently. So one person did like a vampire movie off of it, and one person did, they interpreted it like a girl and a guy break up, and the girl finds out she might be pregnant. And so that's how they interpreted the dialogue.
How did, who wrote that?
It was a guy named Mike Muldoon. He's a guy that was in the community. Nobody knew who wrote it, so they couldn't go to the writer. It was, all that was secret.
So he purposely wrote the dialogue to where it was semi-vague. Where
very vague, yeah. Easy. And the things that weren't vague enough, I washed. I took out anything that was... And the original script was a man, two men sitting there with a gun on a table. So it was just, yeah.
Hey, every movie's going to open the same. Let's make it more vague.
So that's, I took cool. anything out that could have been... And it, yeah, there was a bunch of different stuff. Like, one was an alien thing. I mean, we had sci-fi, we had horror,
that'd be
and
fun,
drama.
Man. That'd be so fun.
And it was very hard. Like, I will say, as far as the ones that we... It was really hard. But they did awesome. They really did. And then the year before that, we did completely silent. You had a completely silent film. No words. No writing. No, nothing. It was completely silent. Because
I'd be good at that.
What do you mean no writing?
No, you couldn't even write the words.
Oh, like captions or something? Oh, okay.
That, which was really cool, too. So, and hard. I mean, and so every year we're trying to challenge, you know, our filmmakers a little more. So this year we're actually doing short documentaries based in the Carolinas. And it's on stories that must be perceived as true. So they can be completely true, or they can be perceived as true. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever heard, like, the devil's trampling grounds, whatever you call it. Like, it's in the backwoods somewhere where Randall grew up. But it's, like, some kind of ghost story, but kind of all the kids grow up kind of thinking it's true. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's sort of believed to be
like
true.
Like urban legends type?
Yeah, more like an urban legend. So it can't be anything that's definitely not true. But if you sort of believe it's true, then you can use that. And so it's a 10-minute documentary, which I think is going to be really interesting because we want to know more about the states, specifically where we are politically. Like, we're wanting to reach out to these lawmakers and stuff because the fact that we lost our incentives and things like that. And we're wanting to show, like, we really do care about these states and we care about where we are in, you know, in politically in these states. So let us show you that we know a lot about North and South Carolina. We really want you guys to do what's best for us as filmmakers. And so we're just... like really trying to get these documentaries made and done well. And so we're just now getting started with that. We actually won't do our official launch till May. And those will be due in, I think it's July. I think they're actually due. But to get everybody kind of excited about them, even if you're not a filmmaker, we're kind of like asking the community to make what we're calling Carolina Bumpers. And so we're asking people to go and just make like really short little clips. They can only be 58 seconds or less. And just go into like your favorite place in either North or South Carolina and just make a little video about why it's your favorite place. And it could be anything. I mean, like, I love this Applebee's because this is where I got engaged. I mean, it doesn't even matter what it is. Just, you know, putting it out there and then sending those to us. And we're going to put them on our Instagram and on our Facebook and just like get it out there and then start tagging our lawmakers and start tagging other people and just like putting it out there.
Yeah, that's great.
So in May that you guys are doing... That's when the bumpers are due?
Well, we're just taking them, like, from now until the end of the contest.
Okay.
But the official contest, the official, like, the launch of the contest starts in May. And then when those documentaries, those 10-minute documentaries, will be due in July.
Very cool. So, all right, you guys heard it. The contest is due in July. 10-minute documentaries about your favorite place in the Carolinas and accepting 58-second bumpers until...
Let's do a bumper, Chris.
Let's do a bumper.
August, I guess.
August, yeah. Okay. Very cool. That sounds awesome. What made you come up with that idea? Okay, so, all right, you mentioned the tax stuff.
Uh-huh.
All right, what's the state of the union on the Carolina film industry as a whole? What's going on?
We're basically where we were last year. Nothing's changed yet. We have a new governor in North Carolina, but as of now, nothing's changed. He is film-friendly, whereas our last governor, McCrory, wasn't necessarily. Right now, he hasn't done anything, so we're kind of still in that same boat, which isn't terrible, but it's not great. We have a little bit of work. So, you know, knock on wood, we keep that. But hoping that things get a little better and that changes a little and we get some more work.
So what does that mean? But, like, you're trying to attract other filmmakers from outside of the Carolinas to come to the Carolinas, right?
Oh, yeah, right? Definitely. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
And so the tax incentives and stuff, right now, they're beneficial for people that want to come?
They're a little bit. I mean, they're not great. They're okay.
Okay.
It's a grant, and so there's a set aside amount of money, and once all that money's gone, then no more productions will come. And so it's like first come, first serve kind of thing. Where before, you know, we had more of a rebate, so it was like anybody that came all through the year, they ended up getting the rebate.
Okay. So are we losing people to, like, I don't know if you can even get into this. Yeah, like Georgia and Louisiana and stuff.
Well, Georgia.
Mainly Georgia.
Yes.
Okay. Georgia. But now the new governor is trying to prevent that?
I believe his plan, I mean, what he ran on was that his plan was to help fix that. And okay. So, I mean, that is our hope, is it will go back into a rebate program, like what Georgia has and what we used to have.
Okay. So we'll keep tabs on that.
Yeah.
And see how that goes. Now, have you had someone like that come to the group to talk more about that?
Yeah, I mean, the film commissioners come several times, and that's kind of what their thing is. They keep tabs on that and help us understand where we are and how that goes and that sort of thing.
That's pretty cool that the film commissioner comes. You guys are doing some big things down there. What was the film festival that I know I mentioned it, the 100 Words? What was that about? You won that?
Yeah, well, a group of us, I didn't win it. But
Julie Evans won it!
A group
award-winning filmmaker.
A group of friends that I was involved with, we put together a film that was really fun. A filmmaker, Chris Baker, he wrote this 100-word film, and it was, I don't want to give anything away, so I'm not going to say much about it. I think you should go watch it, but it's called The Hidden.
All right, how do people find it? Is it on Vimeo?
Probably on Vimeo, yeah. It's called The Hidden, and I'm trying to think of how else you could find it, but Vimeo would probably be a good place to start, but it was very well done. I mean, not to just brag about it, but really, honestly, it was the best you've ever seen. And it was an international film festival, and we won the top prize on that, so it was pretty amazing. We were very, very excited and hoping that leads to bigger, better things. So, I was really happy to be a producer on it. So.
A group of local Charlotte filmmakers won an international film festival.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
It was 100 words?
Yeah, it had to be exactly 100 words, no less, no more.
Jeez.
Which is not easy at all.
Interesting. 100 words of dialogue, or
100 words of dialogue.
Okay, and then, so how long was the film that it ended up being?
Maybe 4 minutes or something like that.
Very cool.
It could have been a little longer. I'm not sure. I have a good look. So yeah. I mean, it's obviously very short with 100 words. But you know, then 1 year I think it's maybe like a 12-minute one with 100 words. So you know, there's no limit on the time. It's. Yeah.
Chris Baker seems to be a name that he does a lot of work around here, right?
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of stuff.
What are some of the champions of your group? I mean, what are some highlights that you guys have?
I mean, he's definitely been doing a lot of stuff. Another one that's been doing a lot of work, he's been winning some stuff, is Jack Miller. He won some awards in our Made in Carolina's contest last year. He's been doing a lot of stuff. Joey Ritchie is a cinematographer, and he's phenomenal. He's been working like with Jack and Chris, and he's absolutely phenomenal. Like, I can't say enough stuff about him. He's just wow. I don't know, I'll leave somebody out and they'll hear it and they're like,
why didn't you put me on the spot?
Yeah, I'm like,
does Davis still come?
Yeah, Davis actually he was in one of the films for the Made in Carolina. He was in the vampire film.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Was he the vampire?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that.
And I think he may have won. He definitely was nominated, and I think he actually made one for actor.
He's such a good guy. He's an interesting character,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely great.
So. He's got a look about him, for sure.
Yes.
I reached out to him one time, seeing if he wanted to be in one of our commercials, and he said, what do you need, like a homeless person or something? I'm like, no. Why, are you interested in being a homeless person? You got an idea? Is Catherine Trail still going up there?
I run into her every so often. She doesn't come to the meetings very often anymore, but every so often I'll just cross paths with her. But
what about Tim Ross?
I do run into him a lot. He was at the last meeting, but, you know, once or twice a year.
When I was going to do a movie with Anil, Tim was in it, and he was telling me that he was in Saved by the Bell, and I didn't believe him, so he pulled it up. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was pretty funny, man. He was like he was a wrestler, and I think he lost. It was the episode where Slater's sister was on the wrestling team.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the one, he wrestled for Valley, and she beat him or something.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool. Let's see, what else? You guys got the contest coming up.
Didn't she like Zach or something?
I think they so, all yeah. Liked
or was
yeah.
it Z- Tiffany's sister? Or, yeah, not Tiffany, but Tiffany with Ethan. Kelly Paskey.
I know
her
stuff.
Little sister liked Zach.
They yeah. all like
so what's up with you? You didn't like Zach? I mean, what's
of
your deal?
I like Zach.
Oh,
who, we all like Zach.
Okay.
Cornball.
Who
was he cool back in the day?
I guess. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Julie's like, yeah. Yes. Do you have any friends that were Slater people?
And
you were
just a Slater person.
Was she?
Yeah.
Any friends that were Screech people?
I don't think
that guy.
Possible.
Oh man.
What a train.
What a mess. What a mess.
I kind of feel bad for people like that.
I don't know. I read his book. I don't feel bad.
Really? Is it bad?
Yeah, he's just an arrogant SOB.
Oh, really? Why is he arrogant?
I don't know.
Like, he has nothing to be arrogant about.
Is Urkel like that? No, he's pretty cool, I'm sure. Julia White?
I heard he got beat up a couple times.
Who? Steve Urkel?
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt that. do you have any cool Hollywood connections or anything? Or... No.
No.
I know you used to be a real estate agent. Why don't you talk about that?
Why don't I talk about it? I hate it.
He used to be an agent. I didn't know that.
Yeah. What state was that? North
South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina. Yeah. It's an interesting business.
Definitely not my
thing. Yeah, lots of ups and downs. Film's a lot more interesting, so I'm glad you found what you like. Yeah. Let's get into our random question of the day.
Okay.
Since you are in the film community, you have such a passion for film, what's your favorite movie?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Probably of all time, I'd have to say Princess Bride.
Ooh.
But right now, I really love Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. What's so interesting about that?
I just makes me happy.
Is it a comedy?
Is it?
Yeah,
is it like superheroes? I've
time.
Never seen it.
What? Oh my god, I watched it.
I've never seen it either. For the first time?
No.
I know Batista's in it.
Yeah. Did you watch Princess Bride as a kid a lot?
Yeah.
That's what makes
like
it.
Daily. I was that kid.
Did you like Andre the Giant in it?
Yeah,
so, okay, here's two themes. You have two wrestlers in your favorite movies, and you said you don't like wrestling.
You know what? Maybe I do secretly love wrestling.
You do secretly love wrestling.
What's not the love?
Guardians of the Galaxy. I would have never guessed that. Brian, what's yours?
Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting?
Yeah.
Why? So if you could watch any movie, you'd sit there and watch Good Will Hunting?
See, I knew you were going to do this. I knew you were going to do this.
It's not a feel-good movie.
It is.
It's a feel-good movie?
Yeah, at the end.
He goes to a long time for the feel-good
movie.
He goes to pursue
his... He's leaving his comfort zone. He's going to go pursue his girl
It's
there.
Brutal watching that. That movie's brutal. Well, it's good, but it's
so
like...
So good. Like
Julie said, you have to wait a long time for the emotional payoff.
Yeah. It's very good. Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is always a classic, of course.
I can watch that. I can go home and watch that. It's one of those movies where if it's on TV, you're watching it.
Yeah.
Well, not really, because they edit it out so much. But
it's like Wedding Crashers. I always find myself, if that's on, end up watching it. TNT goes through phases where they'll show the same movie.
Yeah.
They're in the middle of a 20-year phase of Shawshank, apparently. They'll show that over.
Oh, I forgot Shawshank.
That's okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's my top favorite movie. But what about you?
What do you think I'll say? Actually, you know what movie I've really been into lately is The Big Short.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Man, that's got me laughing.
See,
so
now hard. That I'm thinking about it, man, I don't know, man. There's too many good movies. I mean, The Dark Knight, I mean, dang.
But, Julie, you didn't have any problem limiting straight to Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
It makes people happy.
Yeah. Alright, awesome. Well, thank you. Let's stay in touch, especially with the contest that you guys have going on.
Alright.
If people want to find you, they go to CarolinaFilmCommunity.com. They can find you on Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff pretty easy.
Absolutely.
Too, right? Julie Emmons.
The
Julie
Goonies.
Without the E.
Julie with no E.
The Goonies.
You still coming up with favorite movies?
Yeah, still.
Why don't you throw in The Karate Kid
Karate
or
Back
Kid, to
the
Future? Back
to the Future.
Those are movies I could watch over and over.
Yeah.
Alright, cool. Well, thanks for joining us, Julie, and we look forward to seeing what the Carolina film community comes up with in the future.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.